We have diplomatic authority. That's why the enemy, people might not, but the enemy knows he can't treat you any kind of way. He can't do anything to you. Constitution. But when you break the hedges and you start representing yourself and start getting after the flesh or into the carnal realm, you're not representing the king. First of all, you're going to be in trouble with the king. And secondly, the enemy, the adversary, is going to come after you. Amen? Okay, so next we have envoys. And we're talking a little government talk here, but envoys. God's ambassadors are envoys. E-N-V-O-Y-S, envoys. An envoy is a special representative who acts as a government agent. It's a Greek word. You spell it, I guess you pronounce it sar with a silent, with a T out of the way, but it's T-S-A-Y-R. And it means ambassador, to act as an envoy or selected delegate. Give me Joshua chapter 9, if you will, chapter 9, verse 4. Joshua chapter 9, verse 4. When the Gibeonites, I think we know this story. When the Gibeonites deceived Joshua and the Israelites, it says here, they did work wilily and went and made as if they had been ambassadors. That it was an envoy from Gibeon. And took old sacks upon their asses and wine bottles, old and rent, and bound up. In other words, I just want to touch that verse. An envoy came. And they had old molded bread and tattered clothing and old wine bottles to deceive them into thinking they'd come from a long way. But they just come across the hill. They were next on the list to be taken out. But they were very wily. And they came as ambassadors representing Gibeon. And they deceived Joshua. Give me Proverbs chapter 13, verse 17. Proverbs 13, verse 17. A wicked messenger falls into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. A wicked messenger falls into mischief, but a faithful ambassador, is health. One more verse here. Isaiah chapter 18 and verse number 2. These all have to do with envoys and ambassadors. Here it has to do with ambassadors again. That sendeth ambassadors by the sea, even in vessels of bulrushes upon the water, saying, go ye swift messengers to a nation scattered and peeled, to a people terrible from their beginning hitherto, a nation meted out and trodden down, whose land and rivers have spoiled. He was sending ambassadors and messengers. That's what ambassadors are. They're messengers, and we'll touch that too, okay? So everybody understand what an envoy is? That's a group of messengers or ambassadors that are representing a kingdom. Right? Another thing that we are, we're ambassadors, we're an envoy, but kings are also mediators. Mediators. Kings convey the policies of their government to others. They're ambassadors, which convey the policies. We convey to this world, whether they like it or not, the policies of our government. We're all about the gospel, this Constitution. We are here to take the gospel of the kingdom to all the nations. We're not here to, you know, we're not seeker friendly. We're not here to compromise. We're not here to make alliances. No, we are mediators. Ambassadors convey the policies of their government to others. We are the ones that give voice to this thing. Amen. We give voice to the policies that are in here. Amen. To the guidelines that are in. We give the voice to it. Otherwise, it's just a book sitting on somebody's desk or in the hotel room in a drawer, but it's just a book. We are the ones that give voice to it. We are the ambassadors. We are the representatives. That's why our life, that's why you got to think like a king. You are representing a kingdom. We are not just saved and hanging in there and go to church. That's religious. Go to church. Or spiritual. Everybody's spiritual today. No, we are ambassadors. We are in Christ's stead. We should be able to say with a great measure of confidence like Jesus, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Oh, I felt a little backing up there. Hello? In your own personality. It don't mean that you don't ever laugh or have a good time. No, if we live this, if we walk this all that we know, And there's no condemnation, no nothing in my mind saying, see, you know what I mean? Your conscience is clear that you've lived for the Lord. Then everywhere you go, you should be representing him. Amen. Whether you're at a football game, basketball game, whatever you're doing, you can represent him fully. Why? You're an ambassador. I was telling the guys that I'm kind of glad I didn't go to that game that they had over the weekend. Because it seems like from all sources, they got kind of cheated out of the championship game. And I know how I can be with the referees. I know. Matter of fact, we were at one of their games some time ago, and I still got it on my iPad here. I was taping it. And you could see that one of the referees started to be getting very partial. I mean, everybody, and I found out what his name was. I asked the Lord to forgive me after that, but anytime he made a call, I call his name out from the stands. He was looking up there, who knows his name? I said, yeah, you. You know that was a bad call. You know what I did? Because I got it on film, I went over, because, you know, the guys lost, but they, you know, it's just injustice. I went over to the three refs after the game. I said, y'all did a poor job calling the game today. I said, you know what? I got it on film. They kind of looked at me. I said, yeah, I got you. Like I was going to do something, you know. I just didn't want them to leave with a clear conscience and just mistreating boys. You know, you want guys, if they lose, let them lose flip, fair and square. Don't cheat. You hate to see that stuff. Grown folks cheating. Boy, I have to be restrained. I said, that's why I'm glad I didn't go to that last game. Because I'd have been on the floor. Exercising some kingly authority. No, we all have our challenges. What do you say? Well, I say yes. Amen. But we're envoys. Amen. We're mediators. We convey the policies of the government. You know what? I would just use that verse. It says, "Be ye angry and sin not." And I might apologize for I left. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. But I showed him a little wrath. No, I mean, that's because growing up, really, y'all that came up in the 70s understand, we played basketball in the 70s where it was blatant prejudice. We went into places, whoa, you just glad to go in there and not have to go back because of the prejudice that was on both sides. Just wicked stuff. So anyway, kings are envoys. Kings are mediators. And then we want to look at the fact that kings are messengers. Those who speak the will of God in season and out of season. Give me 2 Chronicles chapter 35. 2 Chronicles chapter 35 and verse 21. But he sent ambassadors to him saying, "What have I to do with thee, thou king of Judah? I come not against thee this day, but against the house wherewith I have war, for God commanded me to make haste. Forbear thee from meddling with God, who is with me, that he destroy thee not." He sent ambassadors to him, okay? Messengers, giving him a message. And by the way, that was the king of Israel that he was sending ambassadors to tell him, don't jump in this fight. But he got in the fight anyway and got killed. He shouldn't have got in that fight. Because this is a pagan king saying, "For God commanded me to make haste. Forbear thee from meddling with God." This is a pagan king, but a backslidden king of Israel. But the fact that he sent ambassadors to him, they are messengers. Isaiah chapter 30, verse number 4, we see this again, messengers. Those who speak the will of God in season or out of season. Isaiah 30, verse 4, "For his princes were at Zoan, and his ambassadors came to Hanes." Ambassadors. We see it all through the scripture. Messengers. Okay? Number 11, and we're going to get through these last two. Number 11, kings are prosperous. Kings should not be broke, busted, and disgusted. Say it with me. Kings are prosperous.
Kings are prosperous.
Now, I want you to say that with a conviction. Kings are prosperous.
Kings are prosperous.
Now, remember how we started this whole series. We have to think like a king, not think of just hanging in there. Sometimes we can have been through so much that we're just glad to get it over with and to get some pressure off of us. But that's where we need to adjust, to rethink things and get back to the Constitution, the fact that kings are prosperous. John said it in 3 John, I wished above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as or in accordance to how your soul prospers. Amen. Kings are prosperous. Now, one of the elements involved in that is that we must be willing to contend for dominion. The domains in this world are not just going to roll over and play dead. The devil knows you have authority, but unless you exercise it, they ain't going nowhere. They're not just going to run. But when you exercise that, when you contend for dominion, they can't contend with you. Hello? They can deceive you. They can make you think certain things. They can make you feel certain ways, but they know, and you need to know, they can't contend with you. Our Constitution says so. This is God's earth. Amen. This is the Constitution and the government that governs this earth. The earth is the Lord's. He's given it to the children of men. It doesn't belong to the devil. What he's done is set up systems on this earth. That's why God said we're here to take dominion, to subdue the other domains. This is my earth. You are my representatives. You are in my stead. You are my ambassadors. You have the Constitution. Now enforce it. Amen. I've given you the keys to do it. We are the ecclesia. That's the called out. What are we called out? We're called out of a kingdom into another kingdom to colonize this kingdom, to establish the kingdom we've come out of here on the earth. Hello? We're here to establish this kingdom. So kings are prosperous. Kings gain finances through hard work and spiritual warfare. A little hard work is good for you. We gain finances. Proverbs says a strong man retains riches. He's not greedy or extravagant necessarily, but he knows how to retain riches. You understand what I mean? How to build wealth. And it's not always, have you ever been there? I've been there. I'll be honest with you. I've been there where you gain and then it's gone. You gain and then somebody tricks you. I remember making an investment. I don't even want to talk about it. Something I'll never do ever again. And the sad thing was that I trusted the individual. I trusted his discretion. Only did it because he encouraged it. Now, there's been good investments too, but that one was. So kings or strong people know how to retain riches. In other words, you're not going to allow the systems of this world to take it back or to get it back from you. See, that's really where the warfare is. Hard work and spiritual warfare. Stuff trying to invade, people putting time restraints on you, trying to rush you into problems.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.